do a letting go practice. And of course, we've been practicing letting go all day. Letting go is at the center of mindfulness practice. Sometimes we use the expression letting be, because sometimes letting go can be a bit of a stretch, and what we need to do is just kind of allow, let be with our mindfulness, and then letting go can unfold from there. So taking your meditation postures in a way that allows you to be alert, yet easeful. Remembering from earlier the quote from Ajahn Chah, and this translation's a little different, so that's kind of useful. If you let go a little, you will have a little happiness. If you let go a lot, you will have a lot of happiness. If you let go completely, you will be free. You will be free. I think it's important to keep our attitude around letting go open, receptive, and not be demanding. I'm going to read this poem from Donna Falls that says a lot about this practice. And it's simply called Let It Go. Let go of the ways you thought life would unfold, the holding of plans or dreams or expectations. Let it all go. Save your strength to swim with the tide. The choice to fight what is here before you now will only result in struggle, fear, and desperate attempts to flee from the very energy you long for. Let go. Let it all go and flow with the grace that washes through your days, whether you receive it gently or with all your quills raised to defend against invaders. Take this on faith. The mind may never find the explanations that it seeks, but you will move forward nonetheless. Let go, and the wave's crest will carry you to unknown shores, beyond your wildest dreams or destinations. Let it all go and find the places of rest and peace and certain transformation. And so, sitting in our postures, very deliberate, feeling the body sitting, the body being breathed, we are all unconditionally supported by the earth. Feel into that at the touch points, that gentle pull of gravity. Feel into the breathing. Again, unconditional support from the air. We're going to engage in this letting go practice, letting go of something we feel we might be ready to release. Just a few little pointers along the way, remembering letting be as opposed to letting go, as I already said. Remembering that letting go doesn't mean that you lose all knowledge of anything learned that's kept you safe. Letting go is about releasing. Releasing old conditioned energies. Fears, grudges. Attitudes that we've been clinging to. Beliefs. And with that letting go, we can step into freedom. We are free. It's important to remember that letting go is not aversion. We're not trying to get rid of something. As I said earlier, if we're resisting something, we're really not letting go. It will follow us if we're trying to push away. Part of letting go is acknowledging the pain of things, the dukkha, if you will. Feeling it fully, accepting it. Accepting that it is so for you. And so, as I said, letting go often begins with letting be. And as we let things be, they begin to lose their power. And we open into a spaciousness. And often with things in life, we need to let go again and again and again, or let be again and again and again. And sometimes, surprisingly, when we've done that many times, we just wake up one day and we discover that we're free of something, free of some attitude, some grudge, some fear. I think it's important to have a spirit of playfulness about letting be and letting go, and to recognize that it's a bit of a game. And I like this little poem called Small Boy. And the poet is Norman McCaig. He picked up a pebble and threw it into the sea, and another, he couldn't stop. He wasn't trying to fill the sea. He wasn't trying to empty the beach. He was just throwing away, nothing else but. Like a kitten playing, he was practicing for the future, when there'll be so many things he'll want to throw away, if only his fingers will unclench and let them go. And so take this time now to really feel comfortable in your body, bringing a kindly attention to whatever's happening for you. See if you can feel some relaxation through the exhale. And settle into the present moment through breathing and sitting. And as you feel ready, let your awareness come into something you feel that you're ready and that it's wise for you to let go of it. I counsel you to choose something that's not too intense. It's just a 2 or 3 out of 10 in intensity. Because as we open into this, that intensity can increase. You should not be focusing on trauma. That is best dealt with in a one-on-one therapeutic situation. not online as we are right now, where you're not getting adequate support. So take a few moments to bring to mind some situation, some attitude, some belief perhaps, that you feel it's time to let go of. Let yourself be aware of the story. We use the story as the gateway. And gradually we release the story and feel into all the different reactions that go with this piece that you'd like to let go of. Name the feelings, the emotions. Sad, angry, betrayed, anxious. Give all of the feelings space to be and hold them in awareness through the body with kindness and compassion. And the breathing. And ask yourself if this is really the right choice for right now. Do you feel safe enough? Ready enough? Is it wise? And try on feeling the benefit that would come from letting go. And as you feel ready, repeat silently to yourself, let go, let be, letting go, letting be, over and over again. At any point, if you feel overwhelmed, really ground into the body, the breath, and soften as best you can. Maybe open the eyes, stand, ground yourself. Letting go, letting be. Letting be, letting go. Possibly feeling emotions draining out of you. Releasing. letting go, letting be. Drawing on imagining a future where the situation or the particular behavior, attitude, belief has been released, isn't controlling your life. Feel into any freedom, ease that might be possible. And continue to say, letting be, letting go. Letting be, letting go. And if you notice the feelings and the thoughts come back, have a little inward bow to them. Honor them. And then try on affirming, I've let you be, I've let you go. Letting be, letting go. And then pausing and just feeling into body, sitting, breathing just as you are. And respect and appreciate that you've given yourself this compassionate time. And that this is an ongoing process. Again and again, we practice letting be, letting go. And eventually, we trust. We trust the letting be. We trust the letting go. And we're free.